crying and I was coughing. I had to, like, my jacket, I had to take my jacket to the washroom and rinse it off.
Wow.
Horrible. All right, we're through, and the good Dan Feinberg is going to join us tomorrow to talk TV. But right now we're going to break. News is up after this.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's going on with WGN Plus. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is off and running, but she took a second to sit down with John Cass to discuss her recent encounters with Alderman Ed Burke. The Mincing Rascals are recapping the special counsel's closing remarks, and Walter Jacobson is questioning the way that immigration is enforced in the U.S. these days. Look them up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Dan Feinberg will talk TV. We got some other really fun TV topics to get to, and it's Triple Play Thursday. Right now, it's the opening bell coming up with Steve Grzanich. Stay tuned for that. WGN Radio wants to send you on a Blackhawks getaway for two in Europe. Listen to Win Your Way to Pucks in Prague. That's weekday mornings at 7:40 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. WGN News time is 5 o'clock. News is sponsored by Gilkey Window Company. Here is Vic Vaughn.
Thank you, Ned. Good morning. Light rainfall at both airports at 67 degrees at O'Hare. The captain of a tugboat found the body of a person this morning in the Chicago River around 1:30 near Chicago Avenue in the Goose Island neighborhood. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office is expected to perform an autopsy later today to determine cause of death and identity. Family members of Chicago's 19-year-old Marlene Ochoa-Lopez met with lawmakers yesterday. They're trying to get a law passed that would ensure what happened to her and her baby doesn't happen again. Police say she was killed, the baby then removed from her womb. State Representative Karen Fia.
We don't want this to happen again. We want to have a process by which the police and the ambulance and the fire department, that they communicate with the hospitals if they see any signs of distress.
She says the family wants Marlene's law to make sure that if there's any doubt at a hospital about to whom a child belongs, the hospital would be required to communicate those concerns to police. Actor Jussie Smollett will not be back for the final season of the TV series Empire, filmed in Chicago. Its co-creator Lee Daniels tweeted last night, calling not factual a Variety report that says he's considering bringing Smollett back for some episodes. Smollett no longer lives in Chicago. He moved away after disorderly conduct charges against him were dropped. 14th Ward Alderman Ed Burke pleaded not guilty Tuesday to 14 counts of corruption. Mayor Lightfoot's renewing her calls for his resignation.
We're not talking about proof beyond a reasonable doubt, right? That's the criminal standard. We're talking about, do you have the moral authority and the legitimacy to be able to be a public servant and serve your constituents?
She argues that when 14th Ward voters reelected him, they had only limited information about the what she describes as multi-layered, far-reaching federal indictment. Members of the Illinois General Assembly are getting a pay raise. Annual raises for the assembly were mandated more than a decade ago, but they don't generally get one. Lawmakers in Springfield usually pass a bill each year that cuts the pay raise from the budget. No bill was called this year. Representative Mark Batnick, Republican of Plainfield, says in a sense it tied the governor's hands.
The governor can't line item that. That whole deal went to court when Quinn tried to stop legislative raises. So I'm going to let the governor off the hook a little bit from a technical legal standpoint.
Batnick, speaking with WGN's Patty Vasquez last night, says to squash the raises, the governor would have to issue an amendatory veto, but the assembly's already adjourned. To get him back, the governor would have to call a special session. Batnick says the cost of a special session is actually higher than the total cost of the actual pay raise. We'll check WGN Sports now. Good morning, Dave Ennett.
Thank you, Vic. Good morning. The Cubs faced one of the hottest teams in baseball. The Colorado Rockies arrived on an 8-game winning streak. That one's over. Cubs got homers from Kyle Schwarber and Javier Baez, and a couple of RBIs from ex-Rocky Carlos Gonzalez in a 6-3 win at Wrigley Field. Another solid outing for Kyle Hendricks, who struck out 10 in 7 innings, and Pedro Strop, just off the injured list, got the save. Things couldn't have started much better for the White Sox in Washington, but they ended a lot worse. Sox jumped out to a lead of 4-0 in the first against Steven Strasburg, made it 5-0 in the second, and was all Nationals after that. 9 runs, 6 off Reynaldo Lopez in a 9-5 Washington win. Yoan Moncada hit a tape-measure homer off Strasburg, who settled down to get his 100th career win. The loss keeps the Sox under 500. They wrap up the 2-game set later this morning. We'll have it right here at 11:30 on WGN. Cleveland back in front of the Sox in the standings after beating Minnesota 5-2. Well, in the National League, Miami hammered Milwaukee 16-0. The NBA Finals resume tonight, Game 3 in Oakland. Kevin Durant still out. Klay Thompson a question mark for the Warriors. The series tied at 1. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Dave Enning, WGN Sports.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is sponsored by Design First Builders, remodeling homes and building relationships. Some fabric softeners might smell nice, but to me, nothing smells as good as the fresh air. During these beautiful early summer days, or anytime the weather permits, consider skipping the dryer and hanging your clothes out to dry. Whether you hang a clothesline or put up a drying rack, you'll save energy and maybe even a few dollars. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this. Want to fall in love with your home all over again? Design First can make that happen. Design First Builders is a custom home remodeler that handles every step of your remodeling project. Goodbye laminate, hello quartz. Call and schedule your free in-home consultation by June 28th, and you'll receive $1,000 off that kitchen remodel and $1,500 off a room addition. Call 630-250-7777. DesignFirstBuilders.com. Remodeling homes and building relationships. Valid on new appointments only. Certain restrictions apply.
You can travel the world, but you won't find many things more relaxing than a riverboat cruise down the Mississippi. Take in America's authentic Mississippi River experience on the Riverboat Twilight. Visit RiverboatTwilight.com and cruise the Mississippi for 90 minutes a day or two. You'll depart from the Quad Cities. The overnight trip includes delicious meals, a fun overnight in Dubuque, and short tours. This is great for families, reunions, and groups. You want to get far away? Travel the Mississippi. Visit RiverboatTwilight.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Your Money on WGN, sponsored by Comcast Business. Take your business beyond fast. Global trading's mostly higher today. Shanghai finished relatively flat overnight, but Tokyo's Nikkei gained nearly 2% in value. Hong Kong managed gains of 0.5%. Markets in the Eurozone are higher so far this morning. U.S. futures point to opening gains later this morning on Wall Street. WGN traffic. Good morning, Mary Vanneveld.
And good morning. Traffic is sponsored by Comcast Business. Once again, a lot of rain overnight. We have had some flooded areas, especially at viaducts. The flooding under Lakeshore Drive, Montrose, and Irving Park has been cleared. But on the north side, flooding still at the viaduct on Irving Park at Ravenswood. So watch for that. Otherwise, as for the roadways, looking pretty good. Just watch for some high standing water, especially off to the side and some low lying areas. As usual, the inbound side of the Ryan is tight from 31st on in already, but no problems on any of the tollways. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses, big and small, go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary, because beyond a simple transaction, there is making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at ComcastBusiness.com. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Well, starting off our day with some storms, some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area that should die down around 8 o'clock or so this morning. We'll get a bit of a break throughout much of the middle part of the day, and then late this afternoon, especially along and south of I-80, could see some more showers and thunderstorms pop up. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today, warm with a high around 81, but falling temperatures late this afternoon. They could drop dramatically near the lakeshore. 55 tonight, partly cloudy and cool. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 75, cooler lakeside. But most importantly, dry Thursday, maybe all the way through Saturday. Friday, partly to mostly sunny, 78, cooler along the lakefront. cooler along the lakefront right on through the weekend. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, 81. 78 on Sunday, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
Thank you, Tim. Light rain falling at both airports this morning at 67 degrees at O'Hare, at 71 now at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's the biggest one-day rally on Wall Street in 5 months. Stocks rebounded sharply Tuesday. Investors went shopping for stocks that now soared more than 500 points. Tech stocks hard hit Monday on fears of heightened regulatory scrutiny. Amazon, Apple, and Google parent Alphabet bounced back. Treasury yields also turned higher. That lifted Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase, Citigroup, and other bank stocks.
Thousands of women in Japan are taking a stand against high heels. Nearly 20,000 people have signed a petition railing against work dress codes that make high heels mandatory. The campaign is called Kutu, a play on the Japanese words for shoe and pain. Tweets about being forced to wear heels at a part-time job, at a funeral parlor nonetheless, went viral, striking a chord among women who feel her pain.
Wall Street believes the case for the Federal Reserve's next move to be a rate cut is getting stronger by the day. Investors on Tuesday increasingly betting the Fed will lower its key interest rate as early as the upcoming meeting next month. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, in a speech Tuesday, did little to change that view.
WGN Radio's Daily Conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday. It's June 5th. It's 5:11 in the morning, and another business day is getting underway. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of The Opening Bell, and we're going to get you caught up with all of the latest business news and markets as we get going this morning. Momentarily, we'll check the markets on the program today. Philip Braun is here, a clinical professor and associate chair of the finance department at Kellogg. We're going to be talking about Mexico, the tariffs potentially on Mexico. White House meeting today with Mexican leaders and U.S. leaders to talk a little bit about whether or not that's actually going to go forward or not, or whether there could be some negotiated settlement. That'll be in our first segment this morning. A little bit later this morning, it's the business building business around town segment. WGN's Bennett Wakenight will speak with Brandon Beavers, who's the CEO of Beavers Holdings. That'll come up at about 5:38 this morning here on The Opening Bell. Also, the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports as we move forward through this hour. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. The opening bell will ring on Wall Street this morning after a strong finish yesterday to the trading day. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrials up nearly 512 points. The NASDAQ gained 194. The S&P was up about 59 points. This morning, markets appear to be positive and strong heading to the opening bell. Dow, NASDAQ, S&P futures are all up more than 0.5%. Dow futures are up 150 points. Around the globe this morning in Europe, markets are in the green as well. In London, Germany, and France, up nearly 0.5%. And in Asia, markets are mixed, with the Nikkei ending the day up nearly 2%, 367 points. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up nearly 0.5%. The Shanghai down just a fraction. And other markets in the green as well. Oil in the United States at $53.27 a barrel, which is down about 21 cents. A couple of stories as we begin this morning. The Mexican president says his country will be serious about trying to strike a deal with President Trump to prevent new tariffs from going into effect. President threatened to implement a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th. Increasing to as much as 25% of Mexico doesn't stop the flow of migrants traveling through the country to the U.S. border. The president of Mexico said yesterday there are signs from the U.S. a deal is possible. He says he thinks the two sides will find common ground. Again, we're going to go more into this with our first guest this morning momentarily. A couple of other headlines this morning. Senator Bernie Sanders will push Walmart to raise its workers' pay when he attends the retail giant shareholders meeting today. The Democratic presidential candidate also will introduce a floor proposal to add hourly workers to Walmart's corporate board. The independent senator from Vermont tweeted yesterday that he's going to Walmart headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, to, in his words, end the greed of the wealthiest family in America.
Sanders said Walmart's 1.5 million U.S. workers deserve a living wage and seats on the board. Let's begin this morning with Mexico. Back to the tariff situation. Yesterday, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York says he thinks President Trump will back away from Mexico. And the Mexican president, as you heard there in the open, believes that a deal is possible. With us this morning is Philip Braun, clinical professor and associate chair of the finance department at Kellogg, to talk a little bit about this. Philip, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Let's talk first of all about whether or not this is a real thing, if we're really going to see this happen. Does it appear to you, based on what we know, that the White House is really serious about moving forward with tariffs on Mexico?
They seem to be serious, but it's a roundabout way to accomplish immigration reform.
Is that a deviation from what we've seen with tariffs in the past? This seems like a political thing, not necessarily a trade thing.
Absolutely. He's just trying to force Mexico to secure their southern border to try to stop immigrants from flowing through to the U.S. So it's not trade at all. It's all about politics.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about the impact that we will see if this actually does go forward.
It's going to be a very large impact. I mean, the U.S. imports a lot of its fresh vegetables and fruits from Mexico, and the prices of those are going to rise. Mexico would probably retaliate with tariffs on U.S. agriculture products. The U.S. imports car parts and cars from Mexico to about $100 billion worth. That would be affected. Computers, electronic equipment, oil, so we might see it at the pump. Those are all areas where the U.S. imports a large amount of their goods from Mexico.
We have repeated a couple of Tariff 101 sort of rules repeatedly on this program, but the president, the people at the White House still like to say that this is Mexico, that they will pay for all of this, that this is something that that country will pay for. Give us a quick lesson again on tariffs and why that is not necessarily accurate.
Tariffs are simply a tax on American consumers. So American consumers are really going to pay for this tariff. Exports from Mexico to the U.S. will fall, so Mexico will suffer from decreased output. And longer term, if they stay in long term, then firms that are producing in Mexico will slowly shift their production facilities elsewhere.
Mexico seems willing to negotiate on this immigration standpoint. Is that the right thing for them to do, to be here in Washington to have this conversation with Trump on immigration rather than to stand firm on trade?
I'm surprised that Mexico is willing to negotiate so quickly. I don't know if it's the right thing or not for Mexico. I would say probably not. There are other ways for Trump to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. So, for example, U.S. consumers are going to really pay for the tariffs. So if the U.S. is going to pay for these tariffs anyways, the appropriate policy is to simply pay Mexico to better secure their southern border.
Yeah, that would seem to be the case. So we're on this morning with Philip Braun, clinical professor and associate chair of the finance department at Kellogg in the Chicago area, talking about the Mexico tariff situation. We're going to continue here in a minute. Philip, hang on with us. We need to take a quick break at 5:18 on WGN. To update traffic and a couple of more business headlines, first to WGN Traffic Central, Mary Vandeveld is there this morning. Mary, good morning.
And good morning. Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Another wet morning on the roadways. Saw some flooded areas overnight, some on Lakeshore Drive. Everything has been cleared there. But on the north side, we still have flooding viaduct on Irving Park at Ravenswood. So watch for that. On the south side, an accident 63rd near the Ryan. Metro Burlington Northern train 1202 due in at 6 o'clock has stopped because of mechanical problems. problems. Otherwise, we have an accident reported on the inbound side of the Kennedy at Division. And coming in on the Ryan, it's already slow from 31st, about 25 minutes in from 95th. No tollway delays. Now at Lowe's, get Bonnie 2.32 quart vegetables and herbs, 3 for $10. Offer is valid through today. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
6:33 a.m.
It's over. James Holzhauer loses today in Jeopardy. Now, before anybody goes spoiler alert, it's Jeopardy.
7:03 a.m.
There are some people that are upset with me because of the Jeopardy blurt.
7:24 a.m.
People hate me because I brought up the Jeopardy thing today.
8:06 a.m.
Are people like a spoiler thing, you mean?
People in the booth are pretty upset.
8:24 a.m.
I've got 5 spoiler alert warnings. How many complaints do you think I will still have, even though I've done 5 spoilers?
Oh, hundreds. What is a million?
Yeah, thank you. Control the board, Joe.
Spoiler alert. Cochrane still works here.
Listen, I don't want to start any trouble, but Lincoln dies at Ford's Theater. And if you haven't seen that video, it's not good.
Weekday mornings on 720 WGN.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's The Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
With dental implants from Eon Clinics, you'll start every day with a smile. Smile and stop trying to hide your mouth. Smile and eat your favorite foods again. The world is a better place when you start smiling again. For a free consultation, call 844-365-SMILE or online at eonclinics.com today. That's eonclinics.com. Dental implants from Eon Clinics. Smile for life.
Looking for one product that will control all the insect problems on your lawn and flower beds? Bonide's got your answer. With 8 Insect Control, effective against over 100 types of insects. 8 Insect Control eliminates most common home, lawn, and garden insects, as well as ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. 8 kills on contact and repels insects for up to 30 days. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide's 8 Insect Control products are available at a retailer near you or visit Bonide.com.
Watch for Chicago's very own Stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Matera and Joe Donlan, weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, a couple of stocks of local interest. The Boeing Company up nearly 2%, $344.62 a share. And AbbVie up nearly 1% and a third at $76.75. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks surged on Tuesday after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell signaled the central bank was open to easing monetary policy and as U.S. trade tensions with China and Mexico seemed to subside a bit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 512 points to finish the day at 25,332. The NASDAQ Composite closed 194 points higher. The S&P 500 picked up nearly 60. One of yesterday's big winners was the electric car company headed by Elon Musk. Tesla stock closed up more than 8%, adding more than $2 billion to its market cap, which now sits at $34.2 billion. Even with that boost, Tesla stock has fallen nearly 42% in 2019. Beverly Hills has become the first U.S. city to end tobacco sales completely starting in 2021. The city council has voted to ban the sale of cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes in gas stations, pharmacies, convenience stores, and grocery stores. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. We're on this morning with Philip Braun. He's a clinical professor of finance and associate chair of the finance department at Kellogg at Northwestern School of Management. Philip, I'm struck because, you know, part of the discussion that I don't think a lot of people keep going back to is that, you know, we have this negotiated deal with Mexico and Canada. We like to call it NAFTA 2.0, the USMCA. What are the chances that that is going to go through? And I'm guessing that these kinds of tariffs would seem to violate the spirit of that agreement.
No, that's absolutely right. This contradicts Trump's goal to have that agreement passed. Why should Mexico enter into this agreement when the U.S. is violating it already?
Yeah, and I guess a lot of people are asking, too, if this is, first we had the trade war with China, now potentially Mexico, and I even read a story over the weekend that the White House was considering tariffs on Australia for some reason. This is sort of makes us all question whether or not there's any kind of coherent policy on trade at the White House with the Trump administration.
That's a very good point. It doesn't seem to be a coherent policy, a trade policy. Especially with Mexico, because it really isn't around trade. It's around immigration and politics.
Yeah, I know that you, one of your specialty areas of specialties is emerging markets. We talk a lot about the impact on U.S. markets from all of this. What's the impact going to be globally if some of these tariffs go forward, if we now start a trade war with Mexico, maybe even some other countries as well? How does this impact emerging markets?
It's going to greatly impact, especially Mexico. Mexico's exports one-third of their gross domestic product, and a lot of that goes to the U.S. So if the U.S. is going to tax that, that's going to have a dramatic effect on the Mexican economy. China is a different story. China can weather the storm. They're a much larger economy than Mexico and wealthier. So very, very different story for China.
Do you think that this, at least on the trade issue, that this is a time for Congress to maybe get up and start checking some of the president's authority on trade?
I absolutely do. The president states anyway that in his statements, he says that China or Mexico are actually going to pay for these tariffs, when in fact it's the American consumers are going to be paying for these tariffs. So it's not clear if Trump is just ignorant of how tariffs work or he's simply lying to the American public. But it definitely indicates that Congress should step in and control what Trump is doing with tariffs.
If you had to look into a crystal ball, and let's say that China tariffs continue, the Mexico tariffs go into place, where do we stand with the markets in, let's say, 5 months, with jobs, with the economy in the U.S.? How would you see all of that unfolding?
Tariffs are basically a tax on the American consumer, so it's going to slow consumer consumption in the U.S., which is right now is a major driver of the economic expansion. And so it's going to slow the U.S. economy down. And that's why the Federal Reserve is hinting that they might lower interest rates to counter this economic effect.
I had also read that perhaps one of the motivations of the president was to do just that, to cause problems with the economy, to force the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. Are we even considering whether or not that's part of the motivation here?
That's very interesting, but it sounds too strategic for Trump. I don't think Trump is capable of such strategic thinking.
Mm-hmm. Philip, we appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thank you for your insight.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Philip Braun, a clinical professor of finance and the associate chair of the finance department at Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern. It's 5:28. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Catherine Davis from Chicago Inno with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know. Because of recent measles outbreaks in Illinois, the Chicago Department of Public Health has launched an interactive map that allows users to find clinics and state-run facilities that offer measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. There have been 9 confirmed measles cases in Illinois this year. Eat Purely, a Chicago-based healthy meal delivery service, named Christina Klein-Peter as its next CEO. She joined Eat Purely in 2018 to lead its marketing efforts. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at chicagoinno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Hey, this This is John Williams. Remember when the Sox play on the 50,000-watt flagship.
Pack the track, pack the wall,
turn on the fireworks.
I'm still doing my thing.
John Williams.
Afternoons at 1 on your WGN Radio app and streaming on WGNRadio.com.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ishnala. Nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ishnala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ishnala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ishnala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ishnala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ishnala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
Design, price, quality. When the job's done right, you'll love all three. Remodel your home with Cobblestone.
Picking the right company for your home improvement project is critical to avoid expensive problems down the road. Hi, I'm Bill Conforti, the owner of Cobblestone Development. If you are thinking about a new kitchen, bath, windows, siding, or other projects for your home, you have my word that when you work with Cobblestone, your project will be done on time within your budget. Plus, you will have great design, quality products, and equally important, expert installation. The majority of our business comes from previous customers and referrals and A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call for a free quote, 773-661-0606. Call us today. That's 773-661-0606. Cobblestone Development, award-winning home improvements for over 30 years. Visit cobblestonedevelopment.com.
Remodel your home with Cobblestone.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Still ahead here in the opening bell, our Building Business Around Town segment. Brandon Beavers, the CEO of Beavers Holdings, and a conversation about Affy Tapple. That's right after the news, sponsored by Deck Tech. First, here's Vic Vaughn.
Thank you, Steve. A toddler remains in critical condition this morning after a fall from a second-story window on Chicago's west side. Happened just after 10 yesterday morning near 21st and Damon. That's the heart of Chicago neighborhood. Officials at Stroger say he's on life support with head injuries. Chicago police are investigating. 300 World War II veterans, now aged in their 90s, who were there with the Allied forces who landed at Normandy to begin liberating Europe from Nazi Germany, will gather today in Portsmouth. That's where England will begin to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. President Trump is expected to deliver remarks at the event. He's on day three of his five-day visit in Europe, his final day in Britain. He'll join several world leaders there today, including Queen Elizabeth, Prime Minister Theresa May, French President Emmanuel Macron, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The actual D-Day invasion, codenamed Operation Overlord, happened June 6, 1944. 200 more troops from the Illinois National Guard will deploy to flood zones along the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. 200 others were deployed last week. They're helping shore up critical infrastructure like levees. The Army Corps of Engineers confirms floodwaters are now spilling over a levee in Hardin County. State officials with the emergency management officer pleading with residents in river towns to maintain evacuation plans. We'll check WGN Sports now. Here's Dave Ennett.
Not exactly the homecoming Ronaldo Lopez hoped for in his first game against his former team. The White Sox staked Lopez to a 5-0 second-inning lead in Washington, but he failed to hold it, giving up 6 runs in less than 5 in the Sox 9-5 loss to the Nationals. And the series wraps up today. Early game, 11:30 here on WGN. At Wrigley Field, the Cubs made it back-to-back wins for just the second time since mid-May, doubling up Colorado 6-3. Schwarber and Baez with home runs. Another win for Kyle Hendricks. The Cubs pulled percentage points ahead of the Brewers for first place in the NL Central. The Phillies snapped their five-game losing streak with a 9-6 win over the Padres, but got bad news, a torn ACL for center fielder Andrew McCutchen. The Blackhawks have hired Mark Crawford as an assistant to coach Jeremy Colliton, and Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal will meet in the semifinals at the French Open after both posted quarterfinals final wins on Tuesday. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
We procrastinate on a lot of things. Hi, this is John Williams. I was going to tell you about this a long time ago, but then I didn't get around to it. The Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park and Oak Brook is offering you a free, no-risk screening. This means you can visit their clinics, have your knee examined by one of their board-certified physicians, and if needed, you'll get a free x-ray to precisely determine the source of your pain, and then learn if there are non-surgical options. So don't put your pain management off any longer. I know you can live with it, but why? Especially when the Joint Relief Institute provides non-surgical, pain-free treatment of joint pain. For many of us, that means our knees. For some, it's their shoulder or some other joint. Either way, get a free evaluation and then some pain relief. The Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park, now in Oak Brook, too, will put a joint lubricant into that exact spot where you need pain relief, and it works. It's covered by most insurance, too. So come on, come on, come on. I know I'm nagging, but call 708-888-0000. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Thanks for joining the call. Oh, who just joined?
They're lying to you.
Is this Todd from finance?
It's all a sham.
I don't think that's Todd.
They're fried in oil.
What slide are you on?
You're nuts.
You're nuts?
Your precious snack nuts are fried in oil.
I didn't know they were fried in oil. I thought they were a good choice.
Fisher Oven Roasted Never Fried Nuts are just nuts oven roasted with sea salt. That's it.
Fisher Oven Roasted Never Fried Nuts. Never fried, nothing to hide.
Apple Vacations is celebrating its 50th anniversary with 50% more wow. Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, and Central America. Everything's on sale. Save big. Call your favorite travel agent or visit applevacations.com today.
If you need employees who are ready for a career, not just a job, partner with the Harper College Apprenticeship Program. Improve your strategy for hiring difficult-to-fill positions and lower recruiting costs. Create a high-quality talent pipeline that positions your company for future growth. Talk with them to learn why companies like Rexnord Aerospace, Hydroforce, and Crawford Insurance partner with the Harper College Apprenticeship Program. Visit harpercollege.edu/apprenticeships to learn more.
The Illinois economy runs on our homegrown agricultural products. Our dairy, beef, pork, corn, and soybeans grow the agricultural industry by nearly $20 billion each year. But we don't just grow Illinois, we grow North America. Canada and Mexico account for over $45 billion in U.S. agriculture exports, and they support more than 1 million American jobs. Exports to Canada and Mexico matter to everyone in the agriculture and food industries.
A message from Illinois farmers and their checkoff programs.
A quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Most global stocks are gaining value today. Shanghai finished relatively flat overnight, but Tokyo's Nikkei gained nearly 2% in value. Hong Kong managed gains of 0.5%. Markets in the Eurozone are inching higher. Germany, Britain, France each seeing gains of more than 0.5%. U.S. futures point to more opening gains later this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures up just over 150 points. WGN Traffic, Mary Vandeveld.
And another rainy morning on the roadways, some flooded areas just on Irving Park at Ravenswood under the viaduct there. That flooding under Lakeshore Drive at Montrose and Irving Park has been cleared. Watch for an accident on the inbound Kennedy. It's near Division. Two left lanes are blocked. It's slow from Armitage. Already a half-hour trip in from O'Hare, about 20 from the Edens. Outbound's okay along with the Edens. Usual delays on the Eisenhower at Mannheim and at Harlem. 32 in from 53. The inbound Stevenson, 30 from the Tri-State, and the Ryans, 25 from 95th. Bishop Ford's already heavy from 107th, no 57 delays or tollway delays. Metro Burlington Northern train 1202 that was due in at 6 is still stopped with mechanical problems. Also on the south side, an accident 63rd near the Ryan. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
In the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, the tail end of an overnight storm system is causing some scattered rainfall this morning. Should begin to clear out by daybreak. I may see a few lingering sprinkles. And we're starting this Wednesday damp and cloudy. Our afternoon high is 83. We'll reach it by midday. Then field temperatures begin to cool off as cold front moves through. 50% chance of more showers early this afternoon. Again, much cooler overnight. The lows in the mid-50s. Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds. Highs in the mid-70s. Cooler at the lakefront. Will stay in the mid-60s Thursday. Right now, light rainfall at both airports. 67 degrees at O'Hare. It's 68 at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Radio Newsroom. And these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. It's time now for our monthly building business around town conversation sponsored by Associated Bank. And this month, WGN's Bennett Wakenight visited Niles to sit down with Brandon Beavers, CEO of Beavers Holdings, and to discuss how they're continually updating legacy brands like Affy Tapple and Mrs. Prindables.
I'm Bennett Wakenight with WGN Radio, and this is Building Business Around Town, brought to you by Associated Bank. And we're here in Niles, Illinois, and we're here at the Affy Tapple production facility and their factory store. And this is Brandon Beavers, CEO of Beavers Holdings, the parent company of Affy Tapple. Brandon, thank you so much for having us here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
So the Affy Tapple product is something of a legacy product, and people recognize it all over the place. But there's a lot of moving pieces when it comes to making that successful and growing that out and evolving the product. So talk a little bit about the people that go into the product and making it from the beginning production to the time it gets on the shelf.
Sure. Well, it starts with great people. We've got a great executive team, but then it also gets hammered out on the floor with our great people. And they utilize great ingredients, and we're able to make an excellent product because of the people and the quality ingredients. I think one thing that would probably shock most people is that every apple that we make, for our customers, is made to order. So we don't carry any inventory of finished goods. So we don't produce an apple until we have an order for it. So that goes for both the Affy Tapple and the Mrs. Prindables brand as well. So the freshness is something I think that absolutely distinguishes us. All the batches of caramel are handmade every day in small batches in copper pots. So I think that really distinguishes us and gives us still that hometown flavor and understanding of the brand.
Affy Tapple is one of those original products when it comes to a caramel apple, but it's even more than that right now with the legacy that comes with the Affy Tapple brand. You guys are really building that out into something much larger and growing out the evolution. So talk a little bit about that.
So as far as, you know, keeping the legacy and the relevance of the brand, I mean, we're not going to change our practices. We're still going to be the handmade caramels and caramel company that you know. But we have to continue to broaden what we can offer our customers. Some of the things we've been having some success with in that regard are our caramel-dipped pretzels that are enrobed in chocolate. Sure. They're absolutely fantastic. That's absolutely our fastest-growing product line right now, and we're having a lot of fun with it. And we're doing that both for Affy Tapple and Mrs. Prindables. There's a little bit of a distinction between the two in terms of maybe the luxury aspect of the Mrs. Prindables versus the Affy Tapple, but still both excellent quality. So that's really, you know, one of the things that we need to focus on. Yes, we're going to never get away from our core business, but we've got to do things to make it such that people have access to our customers, whether it's online or throughout the year.
A big trend that we're seeing these days is the e-commerce side.
Sure.
People making those orders online. And you mentioned that these are handmade. They're not made exactly until the orders are put in. So talk a little bit about the e-commerce side when it comes
sure
to making these products and getting them to the
sure
customers.
Well, we're really pleased with our progress there. We're up double digits, I think 2 years in a row, roughly on that. And I think a lot of it is the work we've done on our website, but also making it more mobile friendly. I think we've probably had a 30% increase in the amount of orders that are being placed on from a mobile device. So if you're not adaptable to those changes, you're going to miss out on a lot of orders. And we've got an outstanding team in marketing and that really understands our direct-to-consumer business, particularly on the the Mrs. Prindable side. So we've been able to stay ahead of that trend, and also looking out some of our competitors, if you will, and in the Amazons of the world, we're able to fulfill just as efficiently as some of those other folks can. So that's really one of our advantages one of the reasons we've been able to capitalize on some of that growth.
Within that evolution and that growth, there are necessary partners that are involved with that.
Absolutely.
And an Associated Bank is one of those partners. So explain a little bit like the relationship that comes with Associated and keeping these products moving.
One of the things I think that gave Associated the leg up, if you will, was the fact that there was already an existing relationship with Affy Tapple, and they understood the seasonality of the business. They also were really understood what our mission was in terms of changing the brand into a more multifaceted, brand, both on the Mrs. Prindables and Affy Tapple side. But certainly we're going to be utilizing more capital as we've continued to grow and in areas that we normally haven't grown. But I think, for the most part, it's going to be really evening out essentially the amount of business that we do throughout the year. So I don't know that there's going to be a tremendous need for additional resources per se. I think they might just be a little bit more excited about where the company's headed and how that capital can be utilized if the opportunity presents itself.
Sure. And that's one of those things about when it comes to a business relationship, it is really that relationship aspect. You know, there are some times where it's focused on and it's really needed on and it's really leaning on. And then there are other times where they say, we're good, we can do things right now,
right,
but we have you right here where we need you.
And I should point out, they did help us because there was a time last year where we got some orders that we hadn't anticipated. And they were flexible and worked with us to be able to help us execute those orders for our customers. So we do appreciate it.
Let's take a step back. We'll dive a little bit into kind of the footprint that Beavers Holdings has within the larger industry. So give us a little bit of a rundown as to where you guys fall.
Sure. You know, we come from a larger manufacturing environment where we're typically dealing with quick service restaurants, casual dining chains, and larger retail chains. The genesis of our company really comes from McDonald's, believe it or not. My father was a dollar-an-hour crew kid at McDonald's Corporation and really just had significant success there and wanted to leverage that to either become a supplier or a franchisee. And ultimately, he decided to become to be a supplier. So we started off in the baking business, if you can imagine, and that was in 1999. And since then, we've expanded to service people other than just restaurants and things. We do a lot of retail. So that's really the genesis of how Beavers Holdings got started.
What are some of those challenges when it comes to finding that that labor or adapting to those technological changes when it comes to the manufacturing side of the industry?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think to be more efficient nowadays, technology is a big part of it. It's a big part of food safety also. You need to be up to speed with all the regulations, all the data collections, things of that nature. So technology really is a core of most businesses, even if you're the most simple business. At the same time, how that technology is utilized on a day-to-day basis from the average employee that you have, it's not necessarily something that people see. One thing that technology tries to do is make it more simple, right? So that means that maybe the people don't really see the technology that they're working with on a day-to-day basis. It's kind of going on behind the scenes. So there's a little bit of a change. But, you know, there's here in handheld technology, things that are Wi-Fi based. Most of that is for data collection and things of that nature. The other things that we see in our industry right now is that particularly what we do at Affy Tapple, it's a little bit more seasonal, right? So now that makes it that exacerbates that whole issue. So we do everything we can to make sure that we've got good quality people throughout the year, that we are engaging in other business practices such that we can take some of that seasonality out. In some of our areas, some of the areas of business that we have, depending on where it is in the country, they may be, we have a facility in North Carolina, which is experiencing a lot of growth, but it's located in an area where it's a little bit more of a destination spot. So we're one of the preferred employers there. So that it just really depends on where you are. If you're in a rural area, if you're in an urban area, you're competing for a totally different type of workforce depending on what it is you're doing. But I'd say that one of the challenges that remains is getting young talent.
Well, Brandon, we're excited to see the next steps of Affy Tapple and everything else that comes out of Beavers Holdings. So again, thank you very much for having us here today, and we're excited to see what comes next.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
WGN's been a bit wake night with our Building Business Around Town conversation sponsored by Associated Bank. It's 5:47 on the opening bell and time to update traffic again this morning. WGN's Mary Vandeveld in Traffic Central.
And another rainy morning to contend with. We still have this accident coming in on the Kennedy at Division. Two left lanes are blocked. It's 40 minutes in from O'Hare and about 28 from the Edens. The Express are open and fine. Outbound 20 to the airport. Edens looks good. Inbound Eisenhower 36 from 53. 22 from Mannheim. Stevenson's 34 in from the Tri-State. Back up from Harlem into Kedzie. Inbound side of the Ryan at it's slow from 35th on in due to some road work that was late in getting picked up this morning. No delays on any of the tollways. Some flooding viaduct on Irving Park at Ravenswood on the north side, and also Metro Burlington Northern Train 1202 that was due in at 6 was canceled. So the trains after that are accommodating passengers. Watch for an accident on the south side, 63rd near the Ryan. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
6:33 a.m.
It's over. James Holzhauer loses today in Jeopardy. Now, before anybody goes spoiler alert, it's Jeopardy.
7:03 a.m.
There are some people that are upset with me because of the Jeopardy blurt.
7:24 a.m.
People hate me because I brought up the Jeopardy thing today.
8:06
Are people like a spoiler thing, you mean?
People in the booth are pretty upset.
8:24 a.m.
I've got 5 spoiler alert warnings. How many complaints do you think I will still have, even though I've done 5
spoilers? Oh, hundreds. What is a million?
Yeah, thank you. Control the board, Joe.
Spoiler alert. Cochran still works here.
Listen, I don't want to start any trouble, but Lincoln dies at Ford's Theater. And if you haven't seen that video, it's not good.
Weekday mornings on 720 WGN.
Have you seen the headlines?
Extra, extra, read all about it. Increased tariffs lead to higher furniture prices.
Well, as always, there's much more to the story.
The furniture getting all the press is made in China.
And yes, higher tariffs will cause prices on Chinese-made furniture to skyrocket.
A dresser made in China that cost $1,000 yesterday will run $1,250 tomorrow.
And 50% of that covers shipping alone.
But we're not worried.
Because Penny Mustard's furniture isn't made in China.
In fact, 94.2% of our furniture is made in the USA.
And most of that furniture is handcrafted by master builders right here in our own communities.
You get so much more for your money when you buy American.
Tariffs or no tariffs, our U.S.-made, solid wood, sophisticated, Penny Mustard strong furniture will last generations longer than the junk made in China.
Maybe the news should say, increased tariffs lead to higher prices on furniture, except at Penny Mustard.
Now that's a headline.
PennyMustard.com.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder here. Are you currently taking a daily probiotic? Well, you should be, and not just any probiotic. Take the world's best. It's Natron's Healthy Trinity. My family and I take Natron's Healthy Trinity every morning. Here's the Natron difference. Decades ago, Natron was founded by Natasha Trenev, the mother of all probiotics. She's a 50-year veteran in the field of probiotics, and her company guarantees 100% potency for all their products. They meet the highest international standards for quality, safety, and manufacturing. And Natron's probiotics come with 30 years of focused, rigorous scientific research and technology from leading scientists and researchers in the field of probiotics. While the industry of probiotics has exploded, they're not all created equally. Natron's Healthy Trinity is serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously. Go to Natron.com or the probiotic cooler section at Whole Foods, Fruitful Yield, or your favorite health food store. That's Natren.com, Natron's Healthy Trinity. Others promise Natron delivers.
Gonna be free.
Norwegian Cruise Line's Take All Free sale is here. Book now and get all free offers. Free unlimited open bar, free specialty dining, free Wi-Fi, and friends and family sail free. And free shore excursions to explore destinations like Alaska, Europe, and the Caribbean. Plus, get free or reduced airfare on select cruises. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN, Associated Bank Market Desk, futures are pointing toward a positive open on Wall Street later this morning. Dow futures up 155 points, more than 0.5%. S&P and NASDAQ futures up more than 0.5% as well. Now, agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. No question that the slow pace of corn and soybean planting reported Monday had an impact on the market. Yesterday, we started with very strong prices in corn and soybeans, and then I get the feeling it brought in farmers selling, and as a result, prices declined rather sharply by the end of the trading day. The July corn contract at the end of the day was up only 0.75 cents a bushel. July soybeans only up 0.01 a bushel. And wheat ended 14 cents lower a bushel in the trade yesterday. Again, those disappointing figures showing that only 67% of the corn had been planted by Sunday and 39% of the soybeans did indeed bring farmers selling. Archer Daniels Midland Company and other grain traders are selling Brazilian corn to Smithfield Foods Incorporated in the United States because of the wet weather planting delays, according to two sources with knowledge of the matter. The sources said that Smithfield owns port facilities on the East Coast and sometimes buys corn abroad because of the cost of shipping grains from the Midwest Corn Belt. And it's expected that Smithfield Foods likely ordered between 5 and 10 corn shipments from Brazil, which are expected to be loaded onto ships between September and January. Ag producer sentiment dropped to its lowest level since October of 2016. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, based on a mid-month survey of 400 agricultural producers across the U.S., declined 14 points in May. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You too. A couple more headlines before we leave you this morning. Renault says an international audit with partner Nissan found 11 million euros in questionable expenses at their Dutch-based holding, allegedly linked to ousted chief Carlos Ghosn. In a statement last night, the French carmaker recommended that joint Renault-Nissan legal action in the Netherlands, where the alliance is based. It suggested ordering Ghosn himself to reimburse the company for those in expenses. Federal regulators are moving to require that brokers provide their customers with detailed disclosures of their potential conflicts of interest when dispensing advice for retirement planning and other investments. But critics say the Securities and Exchange Commission's new measure, supported by the financial industry, doesn't go far enough to protect retail investors against abuses, and that a stricter rule advanced under the Obama administration should apply to brokers. The stricter rule required all financial professionals, not just registered investment advisors, to act as trustees obligated to put their clients' interests first. Now, the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk outlook for this Wednesday, June the 5th. The ADP private payrolls report for May comes out today on jobs and job growth. The report does see the pace of job growth slowing. At least that's what the experts are predicting. Analysts forecasting 180,000 private sector jobs created last month. That would be 95,000 fewer than in April. Also, the MBA mortgage applications report out, the PMI services index, the ISM non-manufacturing index, the EIA petroleum status report is due, and we'll get a look at the Beige Book later today as well. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Wednesday, June the 5th. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. I'm Steve Grzanich. Have a great day.
In all of the music world, there is only one boss. As part of our review of the greatest albums of all time, Rich Lenkoff joins me, Michael Heidemann, for a very colorful chat about Springsteen's Born in the USA on Sound Sessions. Available right now through iTunes and Google Play on WGN Plus.
Sound Sessions on demand on WGN Plus. We are the voice of Chicago music.
The EPA reports the air we breathe in our home is more polluted than the air outside. The healthy solution? Green Tea Services Air Duct Cleaning.
Service to a green tea.
Hi, this is Tonya Khoury, owner of Green Tea Services. Our Green Tea Air Duct Purification System thoroughly cleans all your intakes, returns, and furnace. You'll breathe fresh, healthier air.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea has the highest BBB rating. Our crews are bonded Green Tea employees you can trust in your home. We'll clean your air ducts of dust and allergens so your family breathes clean air. Now get our $97 special. Yes, only $97. Plus our 100% satisfaction Green Tea guarantee. Call Green Tea Air Duct Cleaning now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
Here's to all the farm and fleet dads, the ones that get the job done right, the ones that work hard and take pride in what they do, the ones that take the time to pass it on. Show your appreciation this Father's Day with a gift you know he'll love from his favorite store, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. For the casual dad, get 25% off men's Carhartt Force Cotton Delmont short sleeve t-shirts.
Save $8 on our entire selection of men's Dickies jeans. And men's Swiss nylon ripstop shorts are just $14.99. For the DIY dad, save $80 on the Milwaukee M18 two-piece compact drill impact driver kit, now only $149. A DeWalt 142-piece mechanics tool set is on sale, $89.99. Can't decide what to get Dad? A Blaine's Farm and Fleet gift card is always the perfect gift. Available in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. That's genuine value, just like he taught you. Happy Father's Day from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. The original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955.
Coming up tomorrow on the opening bell, Shiraz Mian will be here from Zach's Research. We'll talk a little bit about the markets and stocks. And it's also going to be Thought Leader Thursday here on the opening bell. All that coming up tomorrow right here on 720 WGN. I'll continue to follow your money throughout this morning and in the Steve Cochran Show, which begins now.
I fought the law. The law was. I fought the law. The law was.
There's a story this morning that Viv has that I think is interesting because it could be coming here. Washington, D.C., you're going to be able to, sooner than later, give a parking ticket to somebody else and not be a cop. In other words, I could give you a parking ticket, you give me one.
Oh, correct. That's fantastic.
Now, here's the obvious questions that come to mind. How do you avoid violence? How do you know I'm not the problem? Yeah. You know, what sort of level of honesty do you have? Do you have to take a picture of how the person is parked?
I'm totally on board with it. There's a fire hydrant that's right in front of me.